Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Well, thanks so much for joining me on another weekday meditation. Today, I want to take you over to the ending part of Psalm 119 and speak specifically about what the psalmist writes when he says, "I call out at the top of my lungs, God, answer. I'll do whatever you say. I called to you, save me, so I can carry out all your instructions. I was up before sunrise crying for your help, hoping for a word from you, and I stayed awake all night prayerfully pondering your promise. In your love, listen to me. In your justice, God, keep me alive. As those out to get me come closer and closer, they go farther and farther from the truth you reveal. But you're the closest of all to me, God, and all your judgments are true. I've known all along from the evidence of your words that you meant them to last forever." Oh, listen, my friend, call out at the top of your lungs and ask God to answer, and train and prepare your soul to receive his answer today. So I want to invite you to just prepare for our time to meditate with a short prayer. Join me in this, will you? God, would you speak into my life and give me direction for this day? Let every step, every attitude, every word be in tune with you and your word. God, would you give me peace, that I might make good decisions and I might build healthy relationships? Would you give me power that would allow me to walk through the junk of this world and to follow you with great importance in my life? And now, my friend, I invite you to take a few moments and just literally find quietude and find solitude in your life. And when you do, train your soul to hear from God. The God of all creation cannot wait to speak to you. And so today, ask the Lord for peace, power, and direction, and allow him to speak into your life. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments.
Well, I trust that you've heard from the Lord, and
Maybe you cried out at the top of your lungs like the psalmist did, God, answer, and I'll do whatever you say. And now the ball's in your court. I promise you the Lord has heard. I promise you the Lord will answer. And now you're on the other side of the net, ready to receive and act upon all that the Lord has for you this day with peace, power, and direction. I'm so grateful that you've joined us for today's weekday meditation, and I really trust that you'll hop over to our sister podcast, the Weekday Podcast, where you can just get a cup of encouragement 5 days a week, 5 minutes a day. And I believe between these two, you can saturate your soul with scripture, and you can prepare your soul to hear for all that God has for you. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back on another weekday meditation soon.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.